Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Lion of Judah Online. We're doing a subject called The Battlefields of the Mind and the Flesh, and we're doing part four from a six-part series, and the topic title is The Second Battlefield, which is the flesh. Let me first give you a definition of the flesh. It is the gratifying cravings, appetites, and desires of the flesh of the human nature without God. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Holy Spirit are opposed to the flesh, that is, the godless human nature. To help you begin to understand how Satan's plans works, we must look at the word found in the New Testament. The word is lewdness or lasciviousness, scripturally speaking, and keeps very bad company. We go to Mark chapter 7, verses 20 to 23. Reading from verse 20, "And he said, that which comes out of man, that defiles the man, from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, and murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." We can see in this scripture, Mark chapter 7, verses 20 to 23, we see the word lasciviousness or lewdness and the company that it keeps with. Turning now to Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 21. "This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh," that is the Holy Spirit. "And these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit of God, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such alike, of which I tell you, as I have told you in the past, that they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." The actual meaning of lewdness or lasciviousness means no restraint or unrestrained. This is Satan's first and most important point of attack on the life of a believer as well as people who are not believers. He knows that if you're going to live a godly lifestyle, you need to control the desires of your flesh by bringing the flesh in submission to your spirit man. Through lewdness or lasciviousness, he starts to apply pressure to your flesh, causing its appetites to grow stronger so that you have no restraint. He finds the weakness of your flesh and applies pressure a little bit at a time until he has control. The signs of lasciviousness are always the same. Little by little, you find yourself losing control. Just as all sin has a common beginning, they have also a common end. Let us now go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 19. Starting at verse 17. "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as the Gentiles," that is the people in the world not born again, "in the vanity of your minds, having your understanding darkened by being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness and greediness." Satan's plan through lasciviousness or lewdness is once again to bring the believer back under his control and back into sin. As a person slowly submits to lewdness or lasciviousness and yields to the weaknesses of the flesh, they then become dominated and controlled by those weaknesses once again. God, through his Son, set us free from the things of the world and from the things of Satan, but God still wants us to understand the principles and the tools that Satan uses against a believer and also the people in the world. God has set us free and he wants us to stay free. What's still important to understand, the first battlefield is in the mind, the second battlefield is the flesh. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this subject. We'll keep going, but it's very important to understand that the battlefield is in the mind. That's the main place of attack, but Satan also works through the flesh. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.